it's easy to see why ostinato gets its name from the Italian word for obstinate. There's an insistence, a relentlessness that keeps poking at the same idea. Whether it's a single note, like in John Corigliano's Fantasia on an Ostinato for Solo Piano, or a bass line, as in this partita by Arvo Pärt. Béla Bartók included this movement called ostinato in his collection Microcosmos. The accompaniment just doesn't give up. Bernard Herrmann repeated this dizzying melodic gesture throughout his score of Vertigo. And there are famous examples that use an insistent rhythmic pattern and gradually build to a climax, like Ravel's Bolero, and Shostakovich's Symphony No. 7, The Leningrad. A similarly military ostinato can be heard through Holst's depiction of Mars, the bringer of war, in The Planets. Another O, Karl Orff's best-known work, is Carmina Burana, and the best-known part of it, O Fortuna, features this ominous ostinato that Hollywood and Madison Avenue have been using for decades. Orff also wrote a collection called Schulwerk, sometimes called Music for Children, meant to teach the principles of music to youngsters through singing, movement, clapping, and improvising, using repeated ostinato patterns and simple melodies on instruments found in music classrooms. And that's the State of the Arts A to Z on Classical KDFC. I'm Jeffrey Fryman-Wire.